Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name is Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we're going to be looking at what's on the macroeconomic calendar in the week ahead to see what could be moving markets in the sessions and days in front of us. As always, quick look in the rear view mirror. And markets closed on a very positive footing in the last couple of days of trading last week. It was really a volatile week. It kicked off with and it doesn't seem that long ago, kicks off with strikes from the US onto Iranian nuclear facilities. Huge concern in the market, big dips in risk trade and a really big recovery. End of the week, we saw NASDAQ and the S&P closing at record highs. So expect markets to start on the front foot when Asia opens on Monday. A lot of this has come, obviously, with the ceasefire in the Middle East, but also positive news on a lot of the trade deal fronts with the US and its contemporaries, although there was a slight fly in the ointment at the end of the day where President Trump on Friday advised that things are not going so well with Canada. So be aware of a little bit of volatility in those Canadian markets. So without any further ado, I'll go through on a day-by-day basis, as we always do, looking at the key things that are scheduled and anything else that may well move the markets. And it does look like it's going to be a fascinating week ahead. It's probably going to be a case of feast and famine if we're looking at the schedule, mainly because US markets are closed on Friday. There's not too much on the schedule, so I'll get to that in a while. So on to Monday, as I said, Asian markets expected to start on the front foot after a really strong day on Wall Street with the major indices all closing nearly 1% up. And as I said, record highs for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Initial focus will be on Chinese markets in Asia. We've got the manufacturing PMI and non-manufacturing PMI data out. That is obviously a key number. The manufacturing one probably more impactful, expected to come in at 49.6, just slightly above 49.5, the last print we got. Non-manufacturing expected to come in at 50.3. So certainly Asian and Chinese markets in particular, keeping a close eye on those numbers. Into the European session, we've got the German prelim CPI data. That's expected to show a 0.2% increase, so could see some moves in the euro on the back of that. One of the big factors features of this week, we will be hearing for a lot of central bankers and some of the heavy hitters as well. On Monday, we do hear from a couple of Fed members, Bostic and Goolsbee, but expect the big news to come out of the ECB Central Bank Forum that's held in Sintra every year. That kicks off on Tuesday. It just goes for a couple of days. So we do hear from ECB President Christine Lagarde early on the day. So could see a bit of volatility and expect traders, especially during that European and US session, to be keeping an eye on the news wires for anything that comes from there. The central bank, like the big players, Bank of England's there, Bank of Japan, the Fed, all of the heads. So it could be an interesting update from there. So into Tuesday, relatively quiet during the Asian session, not too much in the way of tier one data. The European session opens. We've got CPI data for the EU. The core CPI flash estimate expected to show a 2.3% increase, with the headline CPI flash estimate a 2% year-on-year increase. Keep an eye on that. That could see some moves in the euro as well. But later in the day, we get this. It could be very interesting. We've got the ECB President Christine Lagarde. We've got the Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, Bank of Japan Governor Kasuya Ueda, and the Fed Chair Jerome Powell all speaking in a policy panel. That's 11:30 p.m. for us here in Australia. Could be very interesting to see what comes out of that. Also could be a bit of a damp squib, but certainly a big event. See if we get any hints from those on rate moves. Later in the day, once New York opens, have ISM manufacturing PMI 48.8 expected from that. The JOLTS job openings, 7.45 million. That's up from 7.39 last time out. That could move markets as well. It is, of course, a big US jobs number week ahead. Also, the ISM manufacturing prices data. This is still just Tuesday, by the way. 70.2 is the expected hit on that one. Into Wednesday, initial focus will probably be on Australian markets. Retail sales numbers are out. Certainly, Aussie traders will be a close keeping a close eye on that, expected to see a 0.3% month-on-month increase. Not too much in the European session, but that Sintra forum is still ongoing, so expect headlines to come through. Early in the US session, more jobs numbers, ADP non-farm employment change, obviously a traditional front runner for the big non-farms later in the week, expected to show a 105,000 employment change. So keep an eye on that. We do then hear from Sintra, scheduled Christine Lagarde. I think she's doing closing remarks. That's later in the day. So short and sweet that, but could be highly impactful. On to nothing else later in the session out of the US. On to Thursday, quiet one in Asia, not really much on the cards. But big Swiss data early after the European Open, the CPI numbers expected to show just a 0.1% increase. Obviously, we did see the Swiss National Bank cut rates by 25 basis points. They are down to zero now. So they could be threatening, if we do see poor number or lower inflation numbers out there, it could be threatening to go into negative rates. Certainly has been touted. And then we hit with the US session, which is huge on Thursday because they're on holiday on Friday, a raft of data. So on top of the usual non-farms ensemble, we've got the weekly unemployment claims as well. So non-farm employment change expected to show 120,000. So it's certainly coming down, and this is one of the reasons we're pricing in rate cuts from the Fed. Unemployment rate expected to tick up to 4.3%. That's also another factor to increase these chances of rate cuts. Average hourly earnings coming in, expected to come in, I should say, a 0.3% increase, with the weekly unemployment claims 239,000. So all of those come out at the same time. Expect lots of volatility in US markets on that. That non-farms is really key because we've been looking at the Fed very hard over the last few sessions. Any spike in the non-farms could really scupper plans of the two planned for rate cuts that the market's pricing in so far. Later in the day, we get the ISM services PMI number as well. That's expected to come in at 50.8. Largely expect that to be dominated by the non-farms if we do get a significant deviation there. Friday, look, it could really be a very calm one on Friday. There's nothing on the calendar through any of the sessions of anywhere near a tier one number that's likely to move markets. And as I said, the US is on holiday, so it's a long weekend, July the 4th, Independence Day holiday. So big holiday over that. I would be putting a huge caveat on anything you're doing on Friday. Liquidity will be coming at a premium, especially later in the day in the US session, and expect, I'm thinking we're going to hear some geopolitical updates. We're probably going to hear something from President Trump, given the importance of the holiday. So just keep an eye on that. You're probably, it's very difficult to put numbers on this. You're probably thinking it's likely to be a quiet one. But if it does start to move, then that could get very nasty very quickly. So good luck with your trading. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know. Thank you very much.